the absurdity so far. Gladys Titchwett suddenly, and without any prior warning or explanation, decided to call off her 12-year-old engagement to a certain Mr. Percy Pinkleton Portley, a man of large stature with many chins and several overdrafts. Sick for sausage, two of her best friends are Miss Beryl and Doris Flapjacket, two sisters with a keen eye for a bargain and boasting four well-evolved assets and several good old-fashioned stories to boot, were both leaving England to live overseas. And sadly, Ken Cocker, a local gardener with a rash and wonderful green fingers, could no longer tell the difference between a weed and a rose after an ear operation. Meantime, three giant toads had made a nest in Terry Nosh's slippers again, and a brass band by the name of Hitler's Hanky and Trevor were reputed to have never played on any of their Berlin jazz recordings. The following day, at around lunchtime, Patrick Jotter, an IT technician and code specialist, brimming with ambition to reach the very zenith of his profession, was proudly entertaining several dinner guests, when suddenly Bongo, his Great Dane, decided to let one off, and loud it was too, directly in front of all 17 of his guests. The dining room was not only loaded with importance and IT jargon, but also an odour very similar to regurgitated dog biscuits. As predictable as Caligula, Bongo then begins to mount Margaret Timmins' right leg with a passion.
Oh, get off, you filthy swine!
Gullet Corpse, Lazy Lunchbox, and Two Tone Twinkle were the only three and very unusual words Bert Graveler's mother was able to utter these days. After hitting her head on a bus 3 weeks ago, the joy of any kind of understandable conversation she may have once enjoyed was now sadly a long, distant memory. A doctor by the name of Hardcastle Peg was more than confused by the whole thing, yet extremely fascinated at the same time.
"The mind is a very interesting place. I often go there at weekends," he joked.
Graveler, in response, was not amused. When Larry Lurcher wasn't covered in pseudocreme, he often liked to brush his teeth in public.
"Some eccentric customs are very difficult to break," remarked Sally Snatcher,
as she bent down to adjust her now laddered plastic tights. Meanwhile, an ordered taxi was very late, yet time was always to Carol Tuggs of the utmost essence.
"If it doesn't turn up in the next 5 minutes or so, I'm going to take a bath instead."
And with very little patience or essence, her bath was soon being filled with hot running water and foaming bubbles.
"Autumn is here. Autumn is here. Autumn is here.
And finally, Percy Pinkleton Portley had eventually managed to lose his many chins, thanks to a drink that looked and tasted a lot like strawberry milkshake. But alas, he still had his many overdrafts and a big stomach. To be continued.